This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Load 'em up, boys. We're baby crockers when you need them.
Hour number two, coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. President Asterisk Biden's nominee to lead the ATF, he's been on in hot water as long as he's been named. And we're talking about David Darren Chipman, his pick to lead the ATF. And right now the administration is not making any sort of noises that they're actually confident that he's going to be confirmed. Now, in a perfect world, whoever we pick to head these agencies, especially law enforcement types, I can see a little bit of the bias coming in, say in the Bureau of Land Management, Department of Agriculture, you know, whatever. But when you start weaponizing law enforcement, you're taking it a bit too far. You're taking it a bit too far. That doesn't mean they don't do it. They do it all the time. It's du jour now. Now, this idea that they're going to have this guy come in, though, it has been flawed from the beginning. A lot of organizations and the Senate have come out in opposition of his nomination. Gun rights organizations have warned their members of what a Chipman confirmation would mean, with many leading campaigns asking members to contact their senators and urge a no vote. That doesn't do very much good, of course, if you're Senator Schumer or Dianne Feinstein, but you get my drift. The National Shooting Sports Foundation even bought TV spots in West Virginia and Maine, presumably to convince Joe Manchin that his no vote is needed and pressure Republican Susan Collins that is now not the time to once again side with the Democrats. There are reports that have surfaced that there are ATF agents opposed to Chipman, and those are bolstered by a public denouncement from former ATF honcho Michael Sullivan. Charges that he is a bully, or has made racist comments, or is covering up a lost gun have not been explored. Ditto for the influence of his anti-gun and anti-Republican wife, herself an ATF employee and citizen disarmament activist. And much of that is due to very valuable and groundbreaking work by our friends at Moms and Arms. Another instrumental in uncovering disqualifying details is the American Accountability Foundation, which sent its July the 1st report on Chipman's record of toxic, problematic, and discriminatory behavior at the ATF to the Senate. Not that the doctrinaire Democrats bothered to read it, but in fairness, don't forget that doctrinaire Republicans, who have thus far ignored exploring allegations, posted on Cleanup ATF, the website from which Operation Fast and Furious, that gunwalking information was first shared, that Chipman's manipulation of the best qualified contractors list amounted to fraud, proving the man to be unfit, proving him to be untrustworthy for power. Is a lot easier than that. The fact that he deleted tweets from a Twitter account he made private while the people he would exercise authority over and their representatives were assessing his suitability for the job. That's the act of someone with something to hide. And it's a good indicator of how he would have ATF conduct business under his administration. No wonder the gun group, the gun grab groups, which universally rely on those traits who swindle their countrymen out of their birthrights, are all crazy about this guy. On David Kotria's website, somebody posted the question, anyone know if the Wayback Machine captures tweets? Or if not, is there an equivalent of that, of what does? Well, there is something called Twitchy. That had not occurred really to some. I knew about Twitchy, but I, you know, that's not something I stays at the front of my mind, because Twitter is the only thing I don't use in some form or fashion. But, you know, most of the time I was thinking that most of the stuff that gets deleted from the social media site stays deleted. But I assume, you know, I was wrong at least partially. While 2021 appears posts appear protected, you can still access some of the stuff that Chipman posted in 2015 and 2016. Like this one from May 2015 that indicates a desire for a real expansion of federal powers and appetite for total control. He tweeted, if POTUS comfortable identifying climate change a national security threat, why not hashtag gun violence? When he chooses to retweet, he's also instructive. And here he thinks ridiculing Alabama Republicans is appropriate for someone who now wants to head a supposedly nonpartisan agency. He tweeted, is it just me or does every Alabama Donald Trump supporter look eerily similar? Sort of like you do to Darren. Also, he tweeted, Alabama, only 9 electoral votes. Now, that deserves a thank you, Lord Jesus. Then there's a retweet from October 2016 that I find interesting for two reasons. First being he's spreading this sentiment. He retweeted from Dan Gross, Brady campaign, you say you stand up to special interests at Kelly Ayotte. Ha, clear track record of pandering to corporation gun lobby, most evil of all. Hashtag enough. The other reason that you would find this telling is that the original tweet came from Dan Gross, a career gun grabber that some who presume to lead us are partnering with. Imagine what we'd find if Chipman had decided to cover his tracks and run for his past or from it because he knows he didn't even, if he didn't, even some Democrats would have to distance themselves from him. We'll see. We're going to see what we get out of this. But one of the things I've always said is that the past predicates the future. Nobody, you know, I can think back. I can think back to the days when I was a younger man. And while my thoughts now are tinged with, I hope, a little bit more wisdom, I do also realize that I still sort of think the same way I used to in my 20s, in my 30s, in my 40s. And I think that holds true for all of us. And if it does, then it most certainly holds true for David Darren Chipman. Because all of this stuff, he got up there in front of them. I mean, this is really brazen. When you get up there and somebody says, what is an assault weapon? Well, I think it's anything that has a caliber over 22 that is fed with an external magazine and has the following five features, or the following three features, or the following one feature, whatever he said. And at the same time, go look at the military configuration. There's your assault rifles. There is no class of weapons out there that are assault weapons. If they all have a barrel, Darren, then you can surmise that they all have a degree of dangerousness that is inherent in firearms. Firearms are supposed to be dangerous, Darren. I'm sorry to tell you that. That's why some of us carry them. Not because we want to be dangerous. We just want to be reactive if we have to be. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Eric Adams, who recently won the Democratic nomination for mayor of New York City and is therefore expected to succeed Bill de Blasio in January, agreed with CNN's Jake Tapper that his party's obsession with banning so-called assault weapons reflects misplaced priorities. Yet, when he was a state senator, he supported an expansion of New York's assault weapon ban, which is a purely symbolic law that has been widely flouted and has done nothing to reduce gun violence. The registration reaction has been very, very stunted. Worse, his role in that legislation illustrated his view that current and retired cops should not have to follow the gun rules that apply to the rest of us. Here, you know, at first with this guy, I was a little excited because this guy says he's going to carry a gun when he becomes mayor. But he can already carry a gun because of Laosa. Adams was interviewed on State of the Nation, and Tapper noted that the firearms targeted by assault weapons bans account for a small share of homicides, which are far more likely to be committed with ordinary handguns. And he said, do you think the priorities of National Democrats may have been misplaced? Adams said, yes, I do. I believe those priorities, they really are misplaced. But he didn't seem to think so in 2013, when he and his colleagues hurriedly approved a gun control bill that Cuomo pushed in the wake of the Sandy Hook massacre, called the Secure Ammunition and Firearms Enforcement Act. This broadened the definition of assault weapons to include semi-automatic rifles that accept detachable magazines and have any of seven prohibited features. Now, as usual with such laws, the logic of that list was hard to fathom. An adjustable stock, a threaded barrel, or a bayonet mount, for instance, does not make a rifle any deadlier, but it makes a rifle illegal in New York State. Adams claimed this long overdue vote adds important new safeguards to prevent the purchase of the most dangerous firearms. And I am proud to personally introduce much of the legislation that led to this agreement and have worked alongside my fellow Brooklynites to push Albany for a stricter assault weapons ban, for restrictions on high-capacity magazines, and for other common-sense gun laws. Now, the New York Safe Act required that owners of the newly banned assault weapons, they had to register them with the state police by April 2014. And when that deadline passed, fewer than 45,000 guns had been registered out of an estimated 1 million. Now, New York Daily News noted in 2015 that this pitiful result suggested that many New Yorkers are ignoring a central provision of what had been touted by gun control advocates as a milestone law. The law, which was passed in such a rush that the legislators did not have a chance to read it, also reduced New York's limit on magazine capacity from 10 rounds to 7. Why? Well, Cuomo explained, nobody needs 10 bullets to kill a deer. Slight problem with that. What about a 10-round Smith & Wesson M&P 2.0 45 ACP, which holds 10 rounds? Is that a deer hunting gun? But see, this is the thing. Whenever we do these laws, whenever we do these new and great improved laws, it's always about the deer. It's always how many bullets it takes to kill a deer. Then Cuomo discovered that the 7-round magazines he had mandated did not exist. And that decree was changed to a rule that allowed gun owners to possess 10-round magazines as long as they did not put more than 7 rounds in them. Honest engine. And in 2013, a federal judge deemed that provision unconstitutional, and the U.S. Court of Appeals agreed in 2015. Now, Adams was outraged by the seven-round limit, but only because legislators had neglected to include an exception for the active duty and retired law enforcement officers. He said, you can't give more ammo to the criminals, but you're already doing that, aren't you there, Mayor? Mayor-to-be? He was looking for a corrective amendment exempting him from the seven-round limit. Norman Seabrook, president of the New York City Correction Officers Benevolent Association, elaborated on this point. He said, as a law enforcement officer for over 20 years, I understand the importance of instituting a new policy on mandating the limits of bullets that a regular citizen can possess. But as a matter of fact, the bad guys are not going to follow this law. The way the current legislation is drafted, it actually handcuffs the law enforcement community from having the necessary ammunition needed to save lives. We must not allow this to happen. I did not know the NYPD was Batman. I did not know that they saved lives. I was under the impression that they were purely reactive like the rest of the police. So, since it's obvious that criminals would ignore the seven-round limit, it would be reckless to make the law enforcement community follow it. But regular citizens don't get that, you know, that defensive advantage that Adams demanded for himself. He voted to put himself above the law, unashamedly demanding a double standard that sent a clear message to his fellow New Yorkers, my life is worth more than yours. And this is apparent in his announcement that he will carry a concealed handgun to protect himself as mayor. Now, he's presented that plan as evidence that he is a man of the people who won't have a security detail, but in a state where it is essentially impossible for ordinary residents to legally carry handguns for self-defense, his heat packing is a mark of privilege. So, yeah, I had hopes for the new His Honor, but he's just a hypocrite, like all the rest of them. He votes for things and then he says that you know, it's a misguided priority. And in the meantime, he's inheriting a city where I don't think he's been a crime victim yet, but the crime victims are going up. Good luck to him. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S. combat mission in Iraq is coming to an end. President Biden making it official during a meeting with Iraq's prime minister at the White House.
The sacrifices that so many have made to build the U.S.-Iraq partnership has been real and it's consequential. And my administration is committed to strengthening that partnership.
Biden saying remaining U.S. forces will be acting primarily in an advisory role and will be involved in counterterrorism efforts. The number of fully vaccinated Americans is approaching 50%. The CDC saying that number stands at just over 49% of the total population, which comes out to be 163 million Americans. People 12 and older are currently eligible for the vaccine to protect themselves against the virus. You're listening to USA Radio News. The price of gasoline decreased almost 3 cents a gallon last week for a national average of $3.14. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, John Clemens has the details.
At $3.14 for a gallon of gasoline is 5 cents higher than last month and 95 cents higher than a year ago. Meanwhile, Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us gasoline consumption continues to increase.
Overall, though gas prices have decreased slightly in the last week, the trend may be short-lived. That, as U.S. gasoline demand surged to set a new 2021 record last week, rising 2.3% from the prior week to 3% above the four-week average.
The country's largest wildfire is up to more than 408,000 acres in southern Oregon. The bootleg fire is 46% contained. This is USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, I talked a little bit about this over the weekend with Gun Owners News Hour, but the embarrassment of things that, concerning Cuba. You know, it's a couple of days after our glorious FBI, fresh from failing to stop several mass murderers it knew about, when they decided to ask American people to narc on their family members, the Cuban people took to the streets to protest just this type of commie garbage, which was splendid timing. This is the kind of quality work that has led to our ace Inspector Erskine's having no idea what the mad-owl-loving leftist with a list of Republicans and a rifle was doing at that softball field. Now, it's not just the FBI encouraging kids to turn in their birthing people to the authorities for unapproved thoughts that channels the Castro vibe. It's a whole bunch of things going down that, that demonstrate conclusively that the elite is down with the oppression. And, of course, it's all in the name of democracy. It's just that this last July the 4th, that the esteemed among jerks, the New York Times, informed us that our flag is a symbol of badness. In the interim, though, when we turn on our favorite CNN TV show, the Cuban people and the people of Hong Kong are waving the red, white, and blue around like woke corporations wave rainbow flags right up until the last day of Pride Month. And this all comes a week after the regime got caught tuning into Tucker Carlson's texts. The whole listening into the private communications of dissenters flex. That seems kind of familiar to now the NSA sort of denied it. Weasel words are red, flashing lights to lawyers, you know. But then, exactly as predicted, some public servant leaked those non-existent intercepts to the lapdog press. The best part of that fiasco was that members of the Never Trump Residue Caucus, like Jonah Goldberg, denied that the establishment would ever do this. But then they insisted that they were correct even after it became clear to any sentient life form that that was exactly what the establishment did. Now, I would link to Heavy G's tweets there, but in the classic internet formulation, he insisted that he is not owned as he slowly shrank and transformed into a corn cob. Now, he also wouldn't like me because, you know, he has a lot of Kirk versus Picard debates. I'm not kidding. I'm not even kidding you here. Kirk versus Picard. And I'm picking Kirk. I'm sorry. I'm picking Kirk. I have kissed females. And so, therefore, I'm alien to these kinds of controversies. And I'll die on the Kirk Hill and damn what the pride of Goshen College thinks. And then there's Brian Stelter, who is a potato, tweeting out a story of how dictatorships often seek to silence critics on the internet. He wrote, "Restricting internet access has become a tried and true method of stifling dissent by authoritarian regimes around the world, alongside government-supported disinformation campaigns and propaganda." Now, this particular tuber is both a good source of iron and a good source of irony. He's describing what we live in today. Today, our state media of regime-approved and licensed journalists regularly decides what information you can and cannot know. You got an issue with injections? Forbidden. Perv laptops? Forbidden. Grandpa Badfinger's choice at Baskin Robbins? Well, we can go to wall to wall on that one, I guess. Finally, of course, there's now official lists of prominent dissidents. What a badge of honor. How do I get into this? Can I apply? I'll apply. How about keeping that people in jail without trial and charging them with felonies while letting the allies who did the same or worse walk? Well, that box is checked. At least our government flunkies aren't just killing people just for protesting, right? Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, they do. So, how does our loser ruling caste deal with the problematic visual of doing exactly what the people of Cuba and Hong Kong are protesting? Well, they don't. Initially, they're going to acknowledge no eerie parallels, no telling equivalencies between themselves and what it calls the authoritarian regime in Cuba. President hashtags Geppettos cannot bring themselves to outrage their commie-curious constituency by calling these Marxist idiots what they are. Tater's tweet, referenced above, is a prime example. It does not initially occur to them that they're reading from Stalin's playbook. But when they get out there and they describe themselves, well, you know, that's a delicious twist for me. So when they do, they will embrace it utterly and without shame. You see, these are just common sense measures necessary to protect our democracy from the prospect of the 50% of Americans who, like us, want to have a say in our own governance. This isn't something straight out of the 1937 paperback edition of the Little Czechist Handbook. The extreme extremists are very extreme. They might snap a selfie or put their feet up on Her Majesty's desk, asking Junior to snitch on Paul for looking at that insurrectionytownhall.com stuff on the interwebs is totally different than what Cuba's rulers are doing. And also, they like Cuba's rulers, and they like them much better than they like you. And there will always be an excuse. There will always be a reason. They aren't just going to come out and say, yeah, we want to, you know, tyrannize our political opponents so no one can challenge our power. No, they're going to be wielding a searchlight to keep democracy from dying in darkness. Controlling information and debate. Well, we can't have misinformation. Targeting opponents with law enforcement. Well, they're insurrection-y. Getting kids to tell on their parents. Who better to identify thought criminals? This almost seems like that movie Equilibrium, to be honest, you know. Except they got to drive Cadillacs. Everything was white. Very, 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 how should we say, homogenized, I guess. But if you look at Cuba today, you can see the vision that our great government has for us in the works right now today. So, there you have it. We're just going to come out and, you know, see something, say something, while at the same time, flag bad, oh, well, in Cuba and Hong Kong, them waving it, well, that's, they're just confused. They don't know. They don't understand. They don't know why they do, whatever it is. I don't know. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. A judge says victims of the 2019 synagogue shooting in San Diego County that killed one worshiper and wounded three can sue the manufacturer of the semi-automatic rifle in the gun shop that sold it to a teenager, so said the San Francisco Chronicle this past Thursday. Victims and families in the Poway synagogue shooting have adequately alleged that Smith & Wesson, the nation's largest gun manufacturer, knew its AR-15 style rifle could be easily modified into a machine gun-like or an assault weapon in violation of California law, San Diego County Superior Court Judge Kenneth Medell said this past Wednesday. John Lowy, the chief counsel for the Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence, said the ruling is a victory for all Americans who believe that the gun industry is not above the law. And they're the ones that sued on behalf of the victims. Note that the argument isn't that the gun had been modified, but that it could be modified. And I hate to tell any one of you people out there that think only certain guns can be modified, they can all be modified. You're not fooling us. We know what's going on here. Now, as none suffered any harm from the modifications that never happened, how can any show standing to make that reach, and how it can ever be allowed to be introduced is a puzzlement to me. But it becomes clear, reading the minute order, that that's what was happening here. It isn't being done to pursue constitutional justice, but to shred it. And it's also clear that neither the plaintiffs nor their lawyers nor Judge Medel have demonstrated the qualifications and capability to be able to legally pronounce the ease with which such modifications could be made if that were even an issue here, which it is not. But if the undisguised goal of reclassifying semi-autos as machine guns is sustained, that would be game over for law-abiding gun owners to stay that way, and to be true, it shall not be infringed principle. They'll have a decision to make that can no longer be put off, and that will be to test the seriousness of who boldly and most anonymously declare Molon Lobby, and I will not comply, particularly when some inevitably get caught and need our help to mount a legal defense. Now, there is no empirical evidence or data that has proven that Smith and Wesson, or any gun company for that matter, is out there brainwashing adolescents with social media and video game style advertisement, aside from unfounded speculation built on a gun grabber talking point and personal bias. No one shows Smith & Wesson executives plotting to put their rifle in the hands of persons in a demographic particularly likely to cause extreme harm. And indeed, harm is the epitome of cruel and unjust hardship in conscious disregard of the rights and safety of others. Likewise, allegations that Smith & Wesson ignored promises of safety measures made by it and other rope-selling industry capitalists as Bill Clinton / Industry Mutual Suckfest in 1997. Judge Medel's order, along with what Andrew Cuomo is pulling in New York to eviscerate the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act, perfectly illustrates how you can compromise and throw the circling jackals a scrap of flesh and they'll only circle in closer, demanding more until there's nothing left but you, which is what they're after in the first place. At most, the FFL involves in gun transfers up to its neck over alleged infractions of California's stupid and, in a rational world, unconstitutional edict aimed at disarming young adults of militia age from owning rifles. Now, that's a pity and a shame and an outrage, and it illustrates a prime reason why I have long advocated that these subjected to complex regulatory compliance requirements often obtain expert help to keep just that kind of oversight from happening. In the case of Smith & Wesson, it's clear that this is a case of lawfare at its most subversive and filthiest. And even if the company is eventually vindicated, it will still have to go through great nuisance expense, which ultimately will be passed on to its consumers, or it would financially cripple them if price increases in a competitive market are unfeasible. And even if the gun maker wins this time, and what's going on in New York, expect the violence monopoly lobby to continue to act out the Terminator's tagline, "I'll be back," because they never go away. They never look at a loss as a loss. In this case, the analogy is wholly appropriate if you look at Medel's character and ask him who set him up in a position to terminate the right of people to keep and bear arms. It's not clear at first because he presides over a Superior Court bench to which he has not been elected. So it's not like we the people have any say in his authority over us. He won re-election for judge of the Superior Court of San Diego County outright in primary on June 5, 2018, although the primary and general election were canceled. Now, did I just contradict myself? Not really, because he'll be on that bench until 2025. And Medel ran for re-election to the Superior Court in 2012. As an unopposed incumbent, his name did not appear on the ballot. And after the primary election, he was automatically re-elected. Then in 2018, the primary election was canceled. And Kenneth J. Medel, nonpartisan, won the election without appearing on the ballot. Now, the position is ostensibly nonpartisan, but Medel, a Democrat, and based on results, committed to advancing the Democrat agenda from the bench. And you can ask how to get on it in the first place. He was appointed to the bench by former Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. Thanks, Arnold. Just like your breakout movie character, count on you to screw up the future from the past. And thanks again, Major Gun Groups. How big were those good-sized chunks of money again? Makes me want to ask a question. How many more years and how many more times must it be proven that compromise is the path to eventual extermination? We have no room for compromise. We have no room. I don't even know how to characterize this. We don't have the luxury of compromising anymore. It's just one of those things. For those of you who think we might, for those of you, well, Bill, there's always room for compromise. No, there isn't. Eventually, you run out of deck. Eventually, you run out of pier. Eventually, you're just stepping off into an abyss. And in some of these places, that's what it's turning into. And yet, it sort of seems like sometimes to me, now, just hear me out on this one. It just sort of seems like sometimes to me that very few people actually care that this is happening in various locales. And I know that, I know people are saying, well, Bill, it's there. I mean, and I get it. I understand it. I just don't accept that there's nothing that can be done about it. I don't. Never going to. But right now in California, a bunch of them are packing up to move where I live now. I don't even know who they are. They'll be paying cash for a house. It'll sit on the market for about 17 minutes. And then it'll be bought. Because they're coming. And as for us, well, third hour is coming. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.